Hey, everybody. It's Amy Riccardi. You're listening to Conservative Reality Check, and I am excited to be here. This is actually episode 5, unlike the botch that I did yesterday where I started off episode 4 saying it's episode 5. No, today is actually episode 5, and it is Saturday, November 14th. So I just finished live stream watching the Million MAGA March, and it was so awesome, and they had great speakers. So let me tell you my story about doing this, though. So this morning, I went online to watch a live stream, thinking it would be really easy to find. And while I did find some of our local mainstream media affiliates that had like little quick news snippets of stuff, nobody was live streaming it. And I couldn't believe that. But then again, I could. So this is where we're at right now in this country. It's crazy. It's really crazy that we're here. But I came across an awesome find, and I want to tell you about them. So there is an independent news media organization. I think they're headquartered out of Alabama, I want to say, called Right Side Broadcasting Network. And a small group of them here for the rally today. And there's a walkaway rally tomorrow in DC, which I didn't even know about. I learned about through them. But Right Side Broadcasting Network, you're going to want to check them out. And they live streamed the whole thing today. They had a crew of about 10 out and about doing their thing and some camera guys as well. They did a really nice job being out among the participants and on the streets with people at the march. Whereas the other mainstream media organizations, honestly, were up on the rooftops in some of the buildings right along Pennsylvania Avenue, filming what was going on, but they weren't actually down talking to anybody. So it's just absolutely ridiculous what our mainstream media is doing right now. It's truly the definition of crazy. And I think one of the things that I recognize today by watching this is how fearful the left is right now, because we are in mass numbers. That the president won this election hands down, and they know it, and they know they're getting ready to get caught. And I think the swamp is freaking out because it's like going down into the creepy basement with all the rats, and you turn the light switch on and they all scatter. That's kind of what's getting ready to happen here. It is. And I've got some stories to tell you here. So I'll explain to you why I think that. But anyway, check out Right Side Broadcasting Network. They did a really good job. You can tell they're independent. So just set some expectations, but you can tell they're really gritty and they want to get out there. And they did a great job filming a lot of the speakers today, which was great. It was a very diverse group of people. I think you can go back and probably watch it. But check them out. They streamed through YouTube. So it'll be very curious to see if YouTube actually winds up canceling them, you know, cause like mainstream, you know, social media is doing a lot of that right now, but anyway, Right Side Broadcasting Network. There you go. All right. So good show notes for you today. The good news of the day that I think everybody needs to be paying attention to right now. All right. Number one, Glenn Beck did a phenomenal video. I've already posted this into the group on MeWe, the Conservative Reality Check page on MeWe. I posted it on Parler yesterday as well. Glenn Beck did an awesome video, kind of the I'm pissed as hell. And, you know, I think so many people right now are in the same boat that Glenn is in, And, you know, he literally, it's an absolutely brilliant diatribe on where he is right now. And he shared, I don't even think it was scripted. I think he just did a rant and he filmed it and it was really brilliant. You know, he's talking about the fact that, you know, everybody's angry. We're angry. We're angry that, you know, over and over and over and over again, over the last 4 years, bad people have gotten away with murder and everything up and including murder, right? Like everything, all these people have been doing all this horrible stuff. It was the Russia collusion and then the investigation of the Russia collusion and then radio silence. It was the Clinton emails and radio silence. It was, I mean, just, you can just start this whole laundry list of stuff, right? Like it's just over Michael Flynn and his, you know, his whole thing and crickets, you know, it's shameful. And I think all of us as human beings and as Americans, believing in our justice system, it's like over and over and over and over again, we've been beaten up, criticized, harassed, lied to, manipulated, all kinds of stuff. And we've had it. And we just want justice to be served. And that's basically the message that he has. You have to watch the video because honestly, every single point on there is brilliant. I did a little tester. I posted it up on Facebook. I haven't even checked to see if it's been pulled down yet. I wouldn't be surprised if it is at some point, but everything he says in it is totally factually true. So, you know, we'll see what happens. So I'll put it again, show notes. I'll have it in the show notes down there. So check it out. The next video I saw, which I saw not last night, but the night before last, and I wanted to really deep dive into it again, is Sidney Powell, Michael Flynn's attorney. She is brilliant. She has been on a lot of mainstream news media talking about things, especially on Fox Business lately. And she did an interview, I think night before last, or not yesterday morning, but the morning before. So that would have been Thursday morning, maybe. Again, I'll put it in the show notes. You've probably seen it. If you've been in Parler or anywhere else, you've seen it explode over on the internet, where she talks about unleashing the Kraken. So the whole video, I'm trying to find a really good clip to put in the show notes because I have a clip, but it's not as good as some of the other ones I've seen out there. So I'm going to see if I can find a really good clip. But she literally, she talks about the software issues with Dominion software and the levels and the depth of corruption all the way through with the software. Basically, Dominion software's roots were in the overthrow of the Venezuelan government. That's how seedy this gets. I mean, it's pretty deep and pretty crazy. I like Sidney Powell because she's not a conspiracy theorist type person. She's a straight shooting lawyer. And as lawyers go, to be honest with you, if they're putting out things like this out in the public and they're lying about it, they get themselves into an awful lot of trouble, especially when there's pending litigation. So I don't feel like she's going to be over-exaggerating what she says, but at the very end of it, she's like, we're getting ready to unleash the Kraken. And I can't wait. It was the most motivating thing I'd seen in a while. Well, Glenn Beck's too. So Glenn Beck's video I saw two days ago, which is awesome. I ended the day watching Sidney Powell's going, yes, we're in good shape. Like it's going to be awesome. And then yesterday I picked up, after I filmed this yesterday, I picked up Lynn Wood. He is the Covington High School lawyer that defended the Covington High School student that got, that won all those defamation cases with CNN and the Washington Post, et cetera. Representing Kyle Rittenhouse from Kenosha. So Lynn is also, you know, highly skeptical of a lot of different people in this whole, all the players in this situation right now. But he also talked about, you know, just give it another couple of days and things are getting ready to explode. That there's, you know, massive depths of corruption in this country. We all know there is, and it's all getting ready to get released. So a great podcast interview of Lynn Wood was posted up on YouTube. I will link it in the notes. Again, a great watch. I would keep these because whenever you start getting stressed out or doubtful that things are actually going to wind up coming, watch any one of these three videos and you're going to be like, yes, we're so good. We're so good. So I'll send in the notes all three of those. So Glenn Beck, Sidney Powell, Lynn Wood, I have a new one queued up that I'm going to look at today for probably a video tomorrow with Roger Stone. That should be awesome. I'm going to keep this video, by the way, kind of short today. I've spent a lot of time prepping for the show more than usual. Watched the last 3 hours of the rally today. So I've been doing that and I've got some actual work I've got to get done. So I don't want to do this, but I just want to tell you guys, look, a lot of things are going on right now. A lot of good things are happening. The mood of the patriots in this country, we're fed up, but we're excited as usual that things are going to roll our way this time. And I honestly do believe that. I really do believe this time around, like, this is the opportunity for us to fix this country and what is systemically wrong with our country, which is corruption. And I think it's time that the Democrats get, you know, put in their place. I was going to say something else, but I won't. We'll just say put in their place. And it's time for them to sit down and shut up. I'm just done with it. I don't know about you guys, but I've literally had friends on Facebook that are now dogging everyone that's moving over to Parler and MeWe and Rumble and a couple of other new social media tools that are out there. And my thought is, you know what? You know you're onto something when people are complaining about it or people trying to censor it. So I'm good with it. I'm good with being the rebel and being out there. And I think you all are too, or you wouldn't be paying attention to this. So have an awesome rest of the day. It is a gorgeous one out here. I'm so excited that everybody that was at the Million MAGA rally today had phenomenal weather for it. So that's awesome. Yes, I know there were some protesters out there. I don't think it was like that many. And if there were, we had way more people than they did. So it wasn't an issue. I'm curious to watch tomorrow, again, on Right Side Broadcasting Network that I just caught on to today. I'm going to check them out tomorrow and watch the walk away rally that's happening here in DC tomorrow. So that'll be good to watch too. Have a great day. Stay positive. Stay off of social media and stay out of the mainstream media. I think tomorrow is the beginning of the kind of the blackout on mainstream media, including Fox. And I think I'll do that. It's kind of a side note. I did have a chance to watch Tucker Hannity and Laura Ingraham again last night. I've watched them all week long and I was waiting for the crack in their coverage of what's going on right now. And sure enough, last night, and I was so, so disappointed. Tucker Carlson, hardly a mention about what's actually going on right now. His opening monologue, 20 minutes of how great America is. And it is, but we all know that watch his show because that's what we're all fighting for right now. So I might have made a snarky comment in Parler directed at him and his and his monologue yesterday because it was like, you know what, there's so much going on right now, and if you're going to just bypass that and go right to the kumbaya stuff, we're not all there with you on that right now. Like, I'm not into kumbayaing with anyone at this moment, except for the patriots that are fighting for this country. So anyway, very interesting, you know, a bit disappointing. Hannity and Laura Ingraham did a great job last night, but Tucker Carlson started kind of cracking the nut on the, we're not really going to cover what's going on right now episode. So I don't know, hopefully it flips, but we'll see. We'll see. All right, you guys, things are good. Our country is going to be in good shape. The president's out golfing again right now. He's supposed to be, I think he was leaving about 3 o'clock today. He did do, by the way, on his way out here, did a drive-by by Freedom Plaza and waved to everybody this morning on his way out here to the golf club. So that was really awesome. It was fun to see everybody get excited about that. So he's a good man and a good president, and I'm excited about what's getting ready to happen. So keep the faith. Start the conversation in MeWe. Come on over to our page. Invite friends. Spread the word about this. I would love your support, and I appreciate all of you guys that have been listening and commenting. Feel free to share this on any social media platform you want. I would love to get the word out about it and build our community up here and see what happens. Have a great afternoon. Bye, you guys.
Thank you.